Hello, this is Pastor Ryan with One Desire Church. Thanks for joining me today. This is a special little segment that I've wanted to do for our podcast family for the past couple weeks. As you know, we have been doing a series this summer called The Inner Life, this place where we know God and God knows us. Scripture says that now abides faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And God has planted within each of us faith, hope, and love. The goal and sometimes the challenge in our lives is to allow that love and that faith and that hope to come to the surface. We have competing affections. We have these moments where there are things that we have had happen to us and that we have chosen that no longer serve us. And that pattern is in a place of being let go and sent away. And in our lives, there can be a struggle with that confrontation and that back and forth. So this past few weeks, we've been talking about what does it mean for us to cultivate that inner listening, that stillness, that silence, that retreating to a desert place, as we see the example of Jesus over and over again in the scriptures. Today, I'd like to share with you a brief prayer time directed by the scriptures. Again, it's praying scripture back to God. It is a pattern that I learned many years ago from a book called Praying Scripture Back to God. It's by Ken Boa. I highly recommend it. Get a hold of it. It takes the scriptures and personalizes it. If you'd ever like to get more information or just give us some feedback on the podcast and how God is working in your life to give you a deeper listening in the soul, would definitely appreciate that. You can visit us at onedesirechurch.org. Bless you, and I look forward to hearing how God's word and prayer continues to work in your life. Praying Scripture Back to God. 8 movements for the soul that is hungry to express, receive, and grow in the light of Christ. Adoration. Psalm 139, verse 13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Pause to express your thoughts of praise and worship. Confession. Psalm 95, verse 6. I come, worship, and bow down. I kneel before the Lord my Maker. Thank you. ask the Spirit to search your heart and reveal any areas that need spiritual light. Then, with gratitude, express your appreciation for God's work in your heart. Renewal. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. I will be strong and courageous. I will not fear or be in dread of anyone, for it is the Lord my God who goes with me. God will not leave me or forsake me. Pause to add your own prayers for personal renewal. Petition. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. I will go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that Jesus says. And behold, Jesus is with me always, even to the end of the age. Growth in Christ. Have a greater desire to know God.
have an increased love and commitment to God. A deepening of grace to practice God's presence. Grace to glorify God in my life. My activities for this day. Special concerns. Intercession. Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Now take a few moments and pray for the churches and ministries that you are acquainted with in your community. Pray for your local church. Pray for other churches. Evangelism and discipleship ministries. Educational ministries. Special concerns. affirmation. Psalm 139, 7 through 10. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. First Corinthians 3:16. I know that I am God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in me. Pause to reflect upon these biblical affirmations. Thanksgiving. Ephesians 3:14 through 19. For this reason I bow my knee before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, I am strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner being, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Pause to offer your own expressions of thanksgiving. closing prayer. 1 Corinthians 13, 8 through 13. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For I know in part, and I will prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I thought as a child, I reasoned as a child. When I became an adult, I gave up childish ways. For now I see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have fully been known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love.